Hey, Sister Emin.
Hey, Brother Tupos.
Did another day go by?
It did.
And did we have an awesome preach today?
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Hope you're all doing well. We want to edify you with some good news.
Yeah.
The gospel is good news.
It is.
We want to talk about the good news that we got to do today.
Uh-huh.
So we got up, had our day get going as usual, and we traveled and got super early.
But before we traveled...
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Tell.
Well... Last night, we were in the parking spot, and we were all set up, and it was nice and breezy and cool. It had been a humid day. Not bad. We had the windows open, and I was sitting there. I was like, I could smell something. What is that smell? And Brother Tupos went outside, and there was a big motorhome that pulled in, and he's running this big, loud diesel.
Oh, loud and stinky.
Yeah, it was pretty smelly, so we moved.
Coming right in our van window, so we moved, and that kind of, I got a bit, admit, I was a little irritated about that. It's just rude to run a generator like that in the middle of a free parking lot.
Yeah, this is a big, smelly one, yep. But yeah, so we just moved, and then this morning, what'd you do?
Well, last night I took a walk and I saw him standing out by the motorhome smoking a cigarette, and I thought, I'm going to go witness to him. And then he kind of left right away, and I thought, okay, that's not going to work. And I'll admit it, I was a little bit in my flesh over him. I'm like, boy, that was pretty rude of him to run that generator like that. But I did say to myself, if I get a chance, if he's still there, I'm going to witness the gospel to him. Well, this morning we pulled out, his camper was still there, he was still inside. And I stuck a gospel card right on his windshield with a piece of scotch tape. So
nice.
I still loved my neighbor. I got over that fleshly, rude part of him running his stinky generator. That's part of van life out here.
Right.
And, yeah, so that was awesome. So I got to give him the gospel.
Yeah, and we had to go into a big city.
Something we don't like to do.
Big city. And I just want to praise God. I was really thankful, well, we both were, that it was an easy trip in. The traffic was... nothing, you know, compared to what it could be.
Yeah.
We got there really early. We didn't have to pay for parking because we were already there early.
Yeah, we just want to, on this, for this edification audio, on this preach, we just want to focus on the good stuff. You know, every time you preach, you have the usual mockers, you have the usual haters, you have the usual guys get in your face. We're not going to talk about any of that stuff today. We're going to talk about the good things for the most part. But
yeah.
Sister Amin has one to report.
I just want to say something really simple about the negative part.
Yeah.
I'm going to read a scripture verse.
Okay.
Matthew 27:39. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads.
Yeah.
And I noticed that today, and I was thinking about that verse, and I was thinking, and we that passed by them were reviled, and they were wagging their heads.
They were wagging their heads, yeah.
And what you see is just people looking at you like you're from another planet, shaking their head no.
Yeah, so today we went to a college campus, and on the campus they have a stadium, and in the stadium they had a Christian contemporary music fest. Everybody knows what we feel about contemporary Christian music. It's not of God, it's fleshly, it's carnal. It's called Winter Jam, a bunch of famous acts there. And so we just want to talk about a bunch of the good things that happened there today. The usual stuff happened, we get it. We want to talk about the good things. First of all, I talked to a police officer. He got the gospel. He was very nice. And in the beginning, it sounded like he thought, well, this is their building, their sidewalks. I don't think you can preach here. They're going to ask you to leave. And I thought, well, we're probably going to get one shot to walk down a sidewalk, preach, and then leave. We ended up being able to preach for about 3 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And he was wrong. They never asked us to leave. So praise God. God opened the door and allowed us to preach. We preached over 10,000 people today, Sister Amin.
Yeah, that's how many can pack that place. And it was...
Waves.
Let me describe. They got a door, and the line came out of the door. They didn't get in yet. They were waiting. All the way down the side of the building, all the way wrapped around. And on the other side, it came down. It went across the, what do you want to call it, courtyard. And you know how big those stadium parking lots are? It went all the way to the back of that, wrapped around the row of cars, all the way back up, almost to the, like, the equidistance in front of the building, and all the way out where cars were driving.
There's people everywhere.
It was incredible how
and it was awesome. We got to preach to people standing on the sidewalk, up and down the sidewalk. We got to preach to people standing right by the main gate. And then when we were leaving, I didn't even realize that I didn't know that line was even there.
I was watching. I looked at it.
There was a whole bunch of people, and we got to go and preach, and we ended up preaching until there was no line left.
Yep. I was watching the end coming. It was like a big snake snaking through the parking lot. It was
so we literally preached to every person at this. There was only one main gate. We preached to every person. So that was awesome. And so, yeah, over 10,000 people. That was great. God opened the door. That was great. Many stood and listened to the truth and just pondered us and looked at us. And I didn't see mocking. I didn't see disdain from a lot of them. I just saw them standing there looking and listening. I like this. I would tell them I had a testing of Winter Jam on my website, and I would see a lot of phones, and they'd be looking at my sign and typing on their phone. I know they're looking at our website.
They are, because I had 3, 4, 5 people tell me they were on the website when they came up to talk to me.
And that's why we do it. We go there because we're not making money on this. We're not getting popular on this. We do it so that it's a resource on the internet. And in the weeks to come, when people that are seekers search Winter Jam Exposed. I wonder if anybody thinks this is false, too. Boom. Our testing is going to come up with the videos, with the audios.
Right.
And it's going to help the seeker. So that's a good thing, too.
Yeah.
What do you got, Sister Amon? I know you had some positive things you wanted to talk about.
I do.
Go for it.
It wasn't too long after we went down the first... We went down the line the first time. And there was a woman, an older one, maybe about my age or whatever. And she just... She said, I really want to know what this is all about. And so I was able to give her the gospel, go over the warnings, go over what we normally do with people. And she thanked me. Then all of a sudden the line started moving and she had to go. There was another woman, a Mexican woman. She had, she wasn't the best English speaker. So that was interesting, but she was really kind about it. We got through some of it and she was thanking me. She said she was on the website and she said, no denominations. So she got to that part on our website.
Yeah.
Both of them said they were on the website. There was another young woman. She just wanted peace and love and unity. She was really kind. And I didn't brush her off much. I was really kind. I was very patient with her. Several times she came up to me.
Yeah.
And she said she was on the website, too. She did take a gospel card. She tried to give me a hug.
So that's the goal. Yeah, we want people to go on there and see it. We got the gospel in there, 10-point test is on there, why Christian music is unbiblical, why Winter Jam is unbiblical. So that's awesome. I made contact with several young men that listened and came back and asked questions. Several young teenagers came and asked questions. One girl in particular, said, you said Satan's a god of this world. The Bible doesn't say that. And her friend turned her and goes, the Bible does say that. I looked up the verse he quoted. She said, it does say that Satan's the god of this world. So that was kind of neat. So a lot of people got informed about God's truth. What we find when we go and preach at these places is so many people call themselves Christians, but they don't know God's word at all. And it's really hard to follow Jesus if you're not trying to learn his word. So we go to educate people about the word and warn them that this isn't biblical worship. This is not rooted in spirit and truth, that Christ didn't die so we could live like the world. And we just go and inform people so then they can run to the word and test it. And the Holy Spirit can convict them and guide them to all truth.
Right.
That's why we go and that's why we do it.
We do.
Yeah. Anything else, Sister Amon?
Well, I was just thinking about, there was a group of 4 young women. 2 of them were acting wicked, not right away. They got a gospel card from me, and they ended up ripping it up and then making a big show about it in front of us. And then the other two, one of them was kind of in between. I didn't know if she was a mocker or not. She's the one that asked Brother Tupos a question.
Yep.
And then her friend was the one that said, yes, it's in the Bible. So, and I couldn't really tell on those two what they were based on their questions. But one of the young woman that ripped up the card, she said, could I have another gospel card? And she was being kind of snotty about it. I don't know what other biblical word is there to say. She wasn't being very nice about it.
Right.
And I looked at them both and I was trying to be nice because I was talking to the other two. The one was kind of being a little snippy and the other one was really nice. I looked at the two that weren't being very, very nice or polite. And I said, I don't want to be rude or anything, but I'm not going to give you a gospel card because you're very disrespectful. I said, God saw what you did. I said, we're out here trying to preach the gospel and you're mocking and laughing at it. I said, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. I'm going to talk to these young women here. And you know what? That was pretty incredible. The other two that I was talking about and the one that was kind of in between, not sure what she was doing, all of a sudden she was really nice.
Mm. She said, maybe she got convicted.
Yeah, she said, could I see one of the gospel cards? And I looked at her and I looked at the other two. She goes, I won't rip it up. And I gave it to her.
So
maybe that kind of centered her because she was kind of bouncing between the bad ones and the good one.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was kind of, I don't know. It was just kind of interesting.
Yeah. At one point, we were walking the line of people, and I don't know, the Lord put it on my heart, and I kind of raised my voice, and I got angry with righteous anger, and I was pretty much rebuking the people for calling on Jesus and living a worldly carnal life and calling this worship. And a lot of the people, I was surprised. I was pretty hard. Just raised my voice and acted like in righteous anger. I thought that they would get mad and start mocking more. A lot of them just kind of looked down like they were shameful. I think that they were convicted because when you preach the word of God and people know that they're living in sin, they can try to fake it, but people know there's condemnation. They know when they're living a worldly life and they're not serious about faith. And so that was pretty interesting. I think there was a lot of conviction going on there. And then I have a great story. This is a great story. So we get there and the police tell me, you probably won't be able to preach here. They'll probably throw you out. I said, okay, I'll do my best. And once they ask me to leave, I'll leave. And I saw a famous band, a singer from a band. And I thought, oh, I want to go talk to him and share the truth with him. And then I thought, nope, I'm going to go make a scene. The police are all over there. That's going to cause a problem. Then I won't get to preach to all these thousands of people. So I said, let him go. So I let the famous singer go. We go and preach up and down this place for 3 hours. So many people got the truth. It was glorious. We're leaving, pulling out of the parking lot. What did we see, Sister Robin?
We both looked to the left and we're like, hey, look who's over there.
This guy that's a famous singer in a band, Christian, so-called Christian rock band, is standing out on the curb. You can't miss him because he's got a shaved head with blue spiked hair.
Yeah.
That's the kind of Christian he is. And I walked up, and you're going to see it. We're going to put the link on Winter Jam Exposed, and then probably sometime tomorrow we'll get all the video and audio posted, and you can check it out. But I got a video. It obviously didn't go well with him and I because I tried to give him truth, and he tried to say that I had all kinds of unbiblical issues, which he didn't show me one. You can listen to the video. But I'm just thankful because I let him go and didn't approach him earlier in the day, and God had him waiting on the curb right when we left, and he got truth, yeah, and he got a rebuke, too. Mm-hmm. But still, that's a good thing because he needed that, and it was awesome.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about how awesome God is to give people the truth.
Yeah.
You know, this man out here deceiving thousands and thousands, I don't know, millions.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe,
oh, yeah,
know.
They're famous. Yeah.
Yeah, they're super famous. In the so-called Christian realm,
right,
deceiving all these people, and look what God does, gives him the opportunity for, like, truth right yeah. from the mouth of somebody who's yeah. living the word of God.
I thought it was interesting. He called me a Pharisee, and I said, Pharisees are hypocrites. What's my hypocrisy? He basically called me a Pharisee because I believe in obeying God's word. That's a pretty yeah. common answer.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll see it on the video. But, yeah, we got tons of video to put up, tons of audio. You're going to hear the word of God preached. And I'm thankful we have that testing that's going to go up for Winter Jam. And that'll be up there for years to come. And you know what? I guess I'll just finish with this. I was telling the brothers, we had a phone call tonight with the brothers and encouraging another man who's stepping up in the faith that we met when we were out street preaching. So that's awesome. He's grown. He wants to obey God's word. He wants unity. I was thinking, we get to keep doing this as long as the Lord allows us to.
Oh, I know.
And I was telling the brothers that it's never old to me. I'm not jaded. I never go, here we go. They don't want to hear it. It's always like, let's go. Maybe there'll be a sheep. People are hearing the truth. Who knows what they're doing with it? Because I told the brothers today, we get a few seekers, we get a few mockers, we get a lot of people that go away, but then there's a large number of people that just stand there and look. And they don't mock, they don't encourage, they don't say amen, but they're looking. And that encourages me because I go, you know, when we show up at these events, it's not like 1,000 people come at us and push us and throw us out. Most people stand there and listen. And I'm hopeful of what God's word and spirit can do in those people that have heard these truths. And that's why we go.
Yeah. As we were walking, I was seeing some of the women. Brother Tupos was ahead most of the time. Sometimes I was or whatever. But they would look at him. They'd look at me. And they would smile. But it wasn't the sarcastic smiles that I often saw in people.
Yeah.
It was like one of those, a sheepish kind of smile.
Yeah.
And there was one older woman we passed by several times. She was older than me. And she had a really nice smile. I don't know. You can't read somebody's smile, but it didn't look like it was a mocking one. I actually smiled a little bit at her because I don't sit there and smile at everybody because this is not a good thing that they're there.
Right.
But I smiled just a little bit at her and I said, ma'am, you ought to know better. And she just kind of looked at me. I said it nice and I walked on because she wasn't a mocker or anything that I know of.
Yeah, I did that with an older man. There was a man, one older man. I didn't see a lot of older men there. Not that many at all.
Not that old. Maybe in the 40s.
Oh, yeah, 40s. So, but there was one man my age or older, and I said, an old man like you. I said, you're an old man like me.
Yeah, I saw
and he
him.
Looked right at me. I said, you should know the gospel calls you out of the world. And I said, this is not biblical worship. And I said, Christ didn't shed his blood so we could live in this kind of sin. And he just looked down, and he was convicted. I could tell.
I was going to say, picture that. You know, somebody's looking at you, and you do that, and all of a sudden the eyebrows go up a little bit like,
yep.
Yep. One of those looks. I saw it.
An old man for that, there for that fleshly rock music.
Yeah, he
should know better.
Didn't really have much to say.
The Bible talks about men that are elders and older and should know better. So he got a loving call out.
Yeah,
he got a loving call out.
Conviction.
So it was another good thing. Yeah, that happened was some call out and convictions.
Yeah. I didn't know. I wanted to say something that. This is not a good part to it, but a really good part to it. It's interesting. Okay. There was some unbiblical street preachers there.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the not good part.
Some Baptist guys.
I don't know if you want to describe it at all.
Yeah, they had a false gospel, said you don't have to endure. And I have an audio where I talked to them, and then I ended up rebuking them. And then I ended up preaching in front of them and kind of drowning them out.
Yeah, that's the part I wanted to say. Was so they got one guy had a mic on, and he was, I couldn't even tell what he was like. He's doing, what do they call that, reformed preaching or something. You know, he was doing,
and at one point they were singing hymns.
Yeah, they have the same canned preaching. Then there was a obese man there that just, he held up his phone like on the side of his mouth, and he bellowed so loud, I thought maybe he lost his voice because he didn't last very long.
He was yelling.
And then there was another Baptist man there that he got on the mic for a while. But this is what's interesting. When we weren't there, they were doing something.
Right.
We walked when we weren't right in front of them.
Yep.
Walking up and down. When we were in front of them, they were quiet.
Yeah.
For the most part.
They let me preach.
Yeah. It was.
They were like way far away from the crowd, and I went up right to the crowd and preached and talked right
to
the people.
It's like God maybe kind of muted their mouths.
Yeah.
So there was no competition on it. They'd make some snide remarks.
Right.
At one point, they did start singing a song or something.
They were singing hymns.
But
Jesus didn't say, go sing hymns to the lost world. He said, preach the gospel.
Right. So I thought it was pretty interesting. They were there doing their thing, and when we would come around, quiet, so people could hear the true word of God. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I thought that was great.
Amen. So all in all, it was a really good day. We're thankful that we get to do it. We're looking forward to our next event, if the Lord wills and lets us do that. So...
Yeah, and you know what?
What?
There's no stinky generator out here tonight.
No, it's awesome. Another good thing for tonight.
Yeah.
What's your scripture verse tonight, Sister Amen?
Well?
To edify and close out our audio.
Yeah. It is, well, it's a passage. Galatians 5:19 through 25. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. I just wanted to stop here real quick.
Wow.
That's what we try to tell people in the world.
Yeah.
And those claiming Christ, like we did today.
You can't live any way you want and expect to inherit the kingdom of God. It's not going to happen.
Right. And we tell them not because we're saying, hey, we're better than you. We're telling them because, hey, this is a warning. You can't be doing this.
This is what you lack. We love you.
Yeah.
We want to warn you.
Yeah. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, we told them this, didn't we?
Yeah.
Let us also walk in the Spirit.
Yes.
I told that to a young woman today. I said, she was trying to be nice to me, and I was really kind to her, the one that was trying to have unity and peace. I said, I would rather have you repent. You need to stop walking in the flesh and walk in the Spirit.
Yeah, amen. You notice you read Galatians 5, that just hit me. You notice something? Paul tells them all those wicked sins. And then he says, those that do these things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is all these good things. You know what it hit me? I just noticed something. All these worldly Christians think They can keep all those worldly sins and claim some of the good sins. And look, we're of God. No, Paul says you can't have any of those worldly sins. Right. You won't inherit the kingdom of God. And if you have the Spirit, you get all these good fruits of the Spirit.
Right, yeah.
They seem to think they can have both.
Yeah, and we're trying to warn them and help them, yeah.
I wanted to read 1 Peter 1:22 through 25. This is what we were talking about today. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth. Look at that, obedience. Through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. We didn't see a lot of love today, did we?
No.
No, not for the love of the truth, love of the brethren. We saw love for their fleshly entertainment.
And for themselves.
See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is as a flower. We tried to warn people that today. The grass withereth, the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. I love Amen. That. That's what we went to do today. We went to preach the gospel. We went to tell the truth. We went to point the way. We went to tell of God's severity and his goodness. And I would say, because God allowed us to do it and gives us what we needed, mission accomplished.
Amen.
And all we have to do is put videos and audios up and add it to the testing. Sister Amin will have the testing link up. Winter Jam Exposed, it'll show you why it's not biblical. And then by tomorrow, we'll have the video and we'll have the audio up there. So,
Lord willing, we get the days.
Amen, if we get the day. And thankful to the Father that he allows us to do it. We have a young brother coming down to visit us from way up north. He's supposed to arrive tomorrow, so we're excited about that.
Right.
And we'll be moving on to another area, another town, hanging out together. We got more rain coming in.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
But that's okay. We have lots of things to do online.
Well, that's
Lots of fellowship, lots of discipleship. So
right.
Looking forward to the next days ahead as the Lord gives them.
Amen.
And planning for our next event. So we hope that edified you.
I was just going to say, I'm thankful to be a servant of the Lord and to carry that precious truth. It's like
Amen.
Worth more than gold and pearls and rubies.
Amen. Absolutely. And get to shine the light and be salt. And we know most people aren't going to like it. That's why Jesus said, you'll be hated.
Oh, yeah.
We understand that. We don't go to be hated. We don't try to be hated. We go to tell the truth. We go to warn in love, and that's what happened. And seekers definitely hear and see what we do, and God sees and hears what we do, and that's most important to us.
Right.
All right. We love you all. Have a joyous day. Check out the gospel at don'tperish.com. Make sure your life is tested to that gospel by faith in Christ, repentance to him, his death, burial, and resurrection. If you are born of the Spirit of God, you'll be walking in holiness and obedience, not a worldly Christian feeding your flesh, and you'll strive to endure every day. That's the gospel by which you can find eternal life. There is no other way. Cling to Christ, cling to the gospel, and we'll see you in eternity.
Amen.
Love y'all. May God be praised.